After they had gone away, a demoniac who was mute was brought to him. And when the demon had been cast out, the one who had been mute spoke. And the crowds were amazed and said, "Never has anything like this been seen in Israel." But the Pharisees said, "By the ruler of the demons, he casts out the demons." Then Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom and curing every disease and every sickness. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion for them because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, ask the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest." Thus ends the reading of the gospel. Jesus was a compassionate person. He saw a man who could not speak, and he healed him. Not everyone saw this as compassion, though. The Pharisees claimed that by the ruler of the demons, he casts out demons. Without faith, they could not believe what they had witnessed with their own eyes. The disciples witnessed this, and so he taught them about discipleship. It is God who heals, and it will be in his name that they will do the same. About a year ago, I made a commitment to talk about prison whenever I preached. It is God who heals. The prisoners, their chaplains, the administrators, and the volunteers who go inside the walls. Some of the most wonderful men and women I've ever met are locked up in Wisconsin prisons. And some of them are not. Some of them are intelligent and creative. Some are kind, while some are cruel. Others are wounded and cannot read. And almost all of them have suffered childhood poverty, neglect, and abuse. Yet I also know that they are burdened by discouragement and suffering, overcrowded cells due to decisions by the Department of Corrections, and the kind of loneliness that comes from being separated from their families and from others who tend to write them off because they got what they deserved. The kind of compassion they need is not pity. Rather, what they need is a kind of solidarity. All of us need it. Whether we work there and are free to leave at the end of the day or are imprisoned there. The kind of compassion Jesus showed to the demoniac, we must now show toward others. Jesus saw someone in need, and he responded in the way the demoniac needed. We must do the same, and all of us are in need of the same response. In other words, we are to share in the same mission that Jesus and his disciples shared. Yet, as Jesus in the gospel says, the laborers are free. Few. This is true today. Many are afraid to go inside the walls. Jesus invites us to go inside the walls and to heal in God's name.